the Voice of Freedom Today with Greg Maher Jr. and Bobby Mack. This is a special podcast edition of the Voice of Freedom Today. As the guy with the big voice just told you, I'm Greg Maher Jr. He is Bobby Mack. And here is an interview from the morning show that is the Voice of Freedom Today on Real Talk 93.3. We have talked at length, Bobby Mack, you and I, about how one of the things missing in our communities is relationship building. We are generally talking about it in the context of the relationship between our law enforcement agencies and our communities, that the time to build those relationships and work out and develop trust is not when you see the blue lights in the rearview mirror.
No.
It's just not. Also, young people who feel like they've got nowhere to turn. Parents are ever busier. The pace of life is intense. Social media is social media. But we're going to talk to a man. He's a firefighter EMT out of Wakulla County. He and his wife lost their son in 2015. He took his own life. His name's Jerry Johnson, and he is on a mission. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me on there.
You know, I've been watching on social media for the last about a month now.
It's roughly been about a month that we've been kind of getting some ideas put together.
If I understand correctly, this started with you and sort of an uneasiness. Why don't you just tell us a little bit of the story?
Well, there were several circumstances that led up to the way things started. I started having some issues actually being able to sleep through the night. I kept getting woke up and just, you know, my mind was constantly running. I woke up one morning, 2 or 3 weeks ago now, and 2 o'clock, and I just tell my wife, I'm like, I feel like I'm being led to do something with the kids. I think we've got a need for kids to have a safe environment. And from that point forward, so we've been really moving forward and actually making progress with getting this event going. I've had a lot more at ease and been able to rest a little bit easier.
You know, I'm not surprised at all. We talked about tragedy befell your family in 2015, and, you know, some time has passed, and here you are now looking at the youth in our community, and you're somewhat intimately connected with issues that affect our youth. And one of those things is the sheer number of attempted suicides and threats of suicide and actual suicides in the last year and a little bit of change in our community. That was what you felt led to try to meet a need and give these kids a place that they could build trust and talk to folks.
Yes, sir. We're just feeling led to get a safe environment put together where kids can come out, have fun, and actually just enjoy themselves, you know, with a stress-free environment. In turn, we're hoping to possibly build some kind of mentorship that we can actually maybe at some point start connecting. You know, with kids, it takes time. We've got to earn some trust, so we know it's going to take. This isn't a one-time event. We're hoping that this is something that possibly can continue, that we can start reaching these kids that just need somebody they can speak to, a long-term.
Part of the idea here is that there's no strings attached. There's no hook. This is not, we're not preaching at kids. We're not trying to drag them into this thing or to that thing or to have them join anything. It's just, hey, come out, throw some cornhole, shoot some hoops. We're going to burn some burgers on the grill. No strings attached.
That is correct. There's no strings attached. We're not here trying to recruit for any kind of a church youth group, any kind of sign up for this. We want you to come out. We want you to have fun. We want you to enjoy the time and play some activities. We're going to play some basketball, some volleyball. We've got some cornhole. We've got ping pong. We're going to have some cards. Of course, given some food.
They love the food.
Hey, everybody loves a little bit of food. Well, Mr. Johnson, I got to commend you guys for at least, you know, trying to fill this need that exists within the community because, you know, I'm a young person myself, just come out of those high school days, have come out of those middle school days, and I know just how difficult it can be sometimes to find that person or to find that confidant or really anybody that's willing to listen. There's a lot of times where you feel like your relationship with your parents may not be so to where you can really share everything that is going on, and I think it's really powerful that you guys are trying to at least facilitate just conversation and discussion. There are people that are willing to listen and care and really try to help them solve their problems. I got to commend you guys for that.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Jerry, tell us about the folks that have come alongside to help support this?
Yes, sir. So I reached out to the fire chief because of a chain of command. I went to him first. He then took it to the sheriff's department. Both agencies down here in Wakulla County have gotten on board and said that they're, you know, 100% in. Just let them know, you know, we're here for you. We'll do whatever. We're all about reaching the youth. And along with kind of confirming my God moment yesterday, as I'm speaking with one of the officers, and he starts telling me that they've got hamburgers and hot dogs already available. I'm not having to go out and purchase all this stuff that we were planning on just going out and buying. And it's just really awesome to see the support pickup. You know, our public service down here in the county that just says, what can we do to help out?
We appreciate what you're doing, and I know that you'll keep us posted. You guys have another meeting coming up. That's the 31st, right?
Yes, sir. We have a meeting on the 31st where we're going to be there at the extension office. There's several things that's going on that we may end up with several different groups out of this. People is just saying, hey, we want to get involved. And so there's really no end to where this can go.
Well, it's exciting, and I appreciate you taking time this morning to talk about it. Folks can find out on social media there in Wakulla County. Put Wakulla Youth in the search bar on Facebook, and that'll connect you up with these folks. And there's a planning meeting on the 31st. The first event is scheduled for the 15th of June. Is that right?
Yes, sir. June 15th at 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Middle and high school age kids. Bring them out. We've got some release form. We've got a sign-up sheet. Of course, we're looking for any parental and volunteers that we can get. We just want the kids to come out and have a good time. We'll see where God takes us on this path and where he wants us to go with it.
Thank you, sir. God bless you, and appreciate you talking to us this morning. I will be in touch, and I know I'll see you around the county. Thank you for listening to a podcast edition of The Voice of Freedom Today. We are the morning show here at Real Talk 93.3, 6 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. I'm Greg Marr Jr. He is Bobby Mack. Stop by and see us. Also, look us up on Facebook at VFT93FM in the search bar on Facebook. We'll get you to the Voice of Freedom Today page. It's also our Twitter handle. That's at VFT93FM. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. We will see you on the radio 0600 weekday mornings between now and then. Do something today that your future self will thank you for.